Chapter 93. The Light and the Dark. I rested my right elbow on my hip for support. "I told you that Eric had a soft spot for Freddy," she began hesitantly. "But it was much more than that. She obsessed him. He could hardly talk of anyone or anything else. The way she looked and moved, the way she laughed, things she said and did, it was endless. But he was not good enough for dear, sweet, high and mighty Freddy. She hardly even noticed him." "I could not help but notice Eric," Freddy objected. "But I tried not to. He made me feel uncomfortable, the way he stared." "Of course he stared." Lucy kicked the leg of her chair with her heel. "How could he not, with you flaunting yourself, smiling and flirting?" "I did not," Freddy cried. "I never encouraged him."
"Just get on with it," the bootmaker said.
"Eric was desolate. He wanted Freddy so much, but he was too shy to approach her. I offered to speak to her, but when I broached the subject of my brother, Freddy laughed and said he was a funny one. Funny!" "I was a child," Freddy objected.
"You were 12. Girls used to get married younger than that."
Lucy chewed her cheek. "Eric changed. The happy prankster with whom I had grown up became moody and irritable. On more than one occasion he snapped at me and made me cry, and when I complained to my mother, she told me that it was my own fault. I should be doing more to make Eric happy. I did not understand what she meant, but she told me not to ask so many questions. If I were a good sister, I would have more understanding of Eric's needs." "Can I ask," I began carefully, for I still hoped her account was not leading where I feared, "if Eric was your real brother, and your mother was too?"
"Her mother cannot have been her brother,"
my godfather objected. "Miss Bocking knows what I mean." "Of course they were." Lucy bridled, as if anything else would have been indecent. "To start with, it was awkward. I was shy and felt too embarrassed to ask. But once Eric realized how much I wanted to please him, I soon discovered what was expected of me. At first, he was easy to satisfy. I did things for him, and he was happy with that. And then I let him do things to me. No, that is not quite true. I encouraged him. His needs became greater, but I was more than willing to fulfill them. I was just so happy that my darling brother had me instead of Freddy. But he kept talking about her and how much he wanted her, and so I let him call me Freddy. Freddy and I had always kept our drapes open since we were children. No one could see us, but we could see into each other's rooms and wave to each other. Freddy always had a night lamp. She was afraid of the dark, and so we would turn my light off, and Eric would do things and get me to do things, while he watched her lying in her bed and called me Freddy. Freddy, sweet darling Freddy, over and over. But still it wasn't enough." Lucy seemed unaware that her captor was undoing another button. "I saw how Eric had looked at Freddy that summer in her yellow dress. She was so stunningly beautiful that he couldn't keep his eyes off her, and so I stole the dress. It was easy. We were always in and out of each other's houses, and I put it on for him, and that helped a lot. He wanted me all the time then. It was heaven. I made up my hair like hers and even tried to speak like her in her pretty, wissy way, and Eric was beside himself with want. Once he saw Freddy getting disrobed, and he was in ecstasy." Lucy's face lit up with something close to the same emotion. "When it was discovered that the dress was missing, I hid it in the attic beside the maid's room. But then her ceiling came down after a leak, and she moved rooms. And when I went to get it, she saw me, and so I had to put other things in her room. It was her word against mine." She swallowed and cleared her throat. "And you let her go to prison," I remembered.
"Well, you could hardly expect me to go."
Lucy's voice rose self-righteously. "So what happened to—" I combed my mind for the name. "Jocinda. When she came out, after far too short a sentence, she tried to blackmail me. I knew she had no proof, but she could have besmirched my reputation with her filthy insinuations." Her tone fell.
I told her I had money in a box tied under my windowsill, but I was not tall enough to reach it. She was so stupid. I could not believe anyone would be that gullible, but she leaned out to get it. I said I would hold her legs to stop her falling, and I tipped her out. Lucy's face dropped and drained, and she could hardly get out the next words. And then the disgusting creature that spawned her killed my father and my darling, darling mother. Her voice broke.
Boo-hoo. The bootmaker pulled a faux sad face. So what about dear Eric?
I was no use to Eric after the dress was found. Lucy's eyes overbrimmed. I offered to get an identical one made, but he said it was no good. It would not be hers, and there was no point in me taking another dress. He wanted one that she had worn. She arched her back stiffly. So the next time I went to Steep House, I sneaked down and left the back door unlocked. I knew that Fairbank the butler would not check it, because it was never used. And I took Eric into the house that night, and we crept into Freddy's dressing room, and I put the dress on. It was a terrible risk, but that was part of the thrill. And I played Freddy for him in that room next to hers, and just before the end, I opened the door a crack so he could see her lying in bed facing him. I was terrified she would wake up, but so excited I could hardly breathe.
Lucy took a few sharp breaths in memory.
But in the cold light of day I realized how dangerous my acts had been, and I refused to do it again. Eric was so upset he wouldn't speak to me for weeks.
She pouted.
And when I burst into tears over dinner, Mummy dragged me away and said I had obviously upset my brother. She did not want to know why. She only knew that I should at least try to be an obedient and loving sister.
She spoke very carefully now.
And so I found a new way to please him, and at first it was enough. But he would sit all night in my window afterwards, watching and wanting.
Lucy laboured to catch her breath.
Freddy! Always that damned Freddy! Freddy! Freddy!